Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for Game 2 of the ALDS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show. It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by Traeger, your full-service safety partner.
That's right. It is 5 o'clock, and hopefully you are off work. We are out here live across the street from Minute Maid Park on the corner of Congress and Crawford. Come check us out. Come say what's up to us as the Astros are in the top of the ninth, looking to close this game out, take a commanding 2-0 lead. They lead 9-4, and we can hear them. There you go. They lead 9-4, and anytime this thing jumps out and they win it, go ahead and play that celebration music, Jim. I don't care what we're talking about. You just jump right in and do it. As the Astros look to finish this off, Kendall Graveman's in the game, two outs, and runners on second and third, 9-4 lead. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate. Clint, this has been how they draw it up. It's got a little shaky in the ninth with Graveman, but nine runs and this offense being dominant as they've been all season.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that scoring nine runs is the way you want to draw it up. There ain't no doubt about that. So, I mean, this offense, came into the playoffs, came off of that A's series. They had scored 23 runs in three games. They came into the playoffs hot. You know, there's a little bit of a layoff there. You just hope that they, that they don't lose it in that downtime. And it doesn't appear that the Astros lost anything in that downtime. They're healthy, they're hot, and right now, if you're a starting pitcher for the Astros, you got to feel pretty comfortable about going out there and getting some support from the lineup for sure.
That's right. And it looks like the Astros will take a 2-0 lead in this series against the White Sox. And I have it here. I got it. Yeah, they have. There it is. A little celebration from Jim riding at home. If you're riding, if you're jumping barriers like I'm seeing people out here, we're at the corner of Congress. And what the hell are we on? The corner of Congress and Crawford celebrating right here as the Astros win 9-4. They have a 2-0 lead. The next time they win in this series, they play game three on Saturday. The next time they win in this series, they will move on to the ALCS. They go to Chicago with a 2-0 lead. Big game by the offense, as we talked about. Kendall Graveman, shaky as hell in the ninth, but he gets out giving no run. The big strikeout of Abreu there, and he gets Grandal to foul out right there. There you go, 2-0 lead here. There it is. You didn't know how this thing was going to go, especially how the Astros were coming to the end of the season. But this is exactly what you need to see for this team. And the White Sox are going to have a problem beating this team. They got to beat them three games in a row. With this offense, that's going to be really hard to do.
Well, being up 2-0 is obviously a great position to be in when you've got a couple of starters here on the shelf that are fresh, they're healthy, and they've been good this year. So in this lineup, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You got to feel confident that you're going to go out there and get some kind of run support. I know it's a different ball game when you got to play on the road. There's no question about it. Chicago White Sox, they've got big plans. No question. The blackout is going to be fun for us to watch on TV. But ultimately, man, it's a beautiful position to be in. We don't need to put the cart before the horse and start worrying about Luis Garcia in game three quite yet. We got a little celebrating to do.
That's right. Here, listen, you look at it. The guys that showed up, Alvarez again playing his tail off. He's got multiple hits in this game, and he gets the key go-ahead RBI single to give them the lead 5-4. It was tied. They were going back and forth, and it settled in 4-4. He gets the big lead. But then the man who is going to get paid by somebody, and I know most Astros fans hope it's them, Carlos Correa, gave them breathing room with a huge two-out, two-run double to score two runs to give them a 7-4 lead, and then Kyle Tucker put it out there with a two-run homer there.
Don't forget Don't forget about White Boy Chaz now. Okay. I mean, don't forget White Boy Chaz got him on the board now.
Dusty's pulling them strings, baby, in center field. Dusty's pulling them strings in center field. But you'd love to see this, Clint, when you got the guys you need to ball out. And then the first two games, Lance McCullers, you need him to ball out. He did. Ryan Pressly, he's been really good thus far. Alvarez, big time, the best player in the series. Correa, he's batting 500. Yuli came back today. He got a two-run single to tie the game at four. Breckman's been playing well. Altuve's been on base all game long. Those big-time players that you need to show up have shown up.
Dusty's got the easiest job in Major League Baseball, right? Figure out how you're going to handle center field and the eight-hole hitter in your lineup. And then if the wheels come off the starter at any point in time before he gets to six innings, how do you get this team through six?
Yeah.
And Yimi Garcia is a guy that you got to have questions about. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think right now Kendall Graveman's the guy that you gotta have concerns about.
I think you feel nervous about him in the eighth.
Well, I mean, I'm not ready to feel nervous about the guy, but I think you gotta have questions about him, right? I mean, the reason that Dusty flipped him to the ninth has to be because of the struggles that you've seen as of late as a setup man for Pressly, and so you know, just trying to spark something with him. So while there's very few decisions that Dusty Baker has to legitimately make before and throughout a game, I do think he's got a couple of issues right now. Out of that pen, obviously that are problems, and he didn't see it coming, right? Do you look at Kendall Graveman right now in the last few outings and just go, no big deal, let's just keep on moving on?
You could. He had been up and down towards the end there.
Yeah.
There had been some concerns, but you just look at the talent. You hope if you're Dusty. I think Dusty said, I know it's 9-4. I want to get him some work again. He kind of struggled in the eighth yesterday. I want to give him some work again. And maybe him – there you go. Let me hear. There you go. And maybe him being able to get it together here and striking out Abreu and getting out of that jam with his good stuff. Because that's the thing. He's got put-you-away stuff. We heard Backy say that the other day. He said, man, my issues with Greinke is I don't know if he can put hitters away when he gets two strikes on him. Graveman has the stuff to put hitters away, and maybe that sparked something. You talked about spark something. Maybe that ninth inning was something where it's like, all right, maybe he's found something. He's got some confidence moving forward. But it started off rough, and he had to do it against the heart of their order. So that's big. I know you said you don't want to move forward, but we do a radio show, so we're going to move forward real quick. Game two is over.
Fair.
Game three
Fair.
Is Sunday. They got a travel day to Chicago. Luis Garcia is on the mound. Dusty Baker's already said it. We thought maybe Urquidy would be there with his experience, but Dusty goes. Luis Garcia on the mound for game three. With the current situation, they're up 2-0. The offense playing this way. You got to feel real good about the rookie being in this situation. The guy with one of the greatest mullets you've seen in a long time. Him being in this situation, up 2-0, going to Chicago, this is the best scenario I think Dusty could have painted for the young guy.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about a comfort zone for a young pitcher to get his first real run in the playoffs on the road during a blackout. I mean, he's got to feel comfortable about how hot the lineup is. The bullpen appears to be rested, right? I mean, if he's going to arrive in playoff style, this is the time to do it.
There it is. There it is. And we love your voice, and we need you here. Y'all feel good about Luis Garcia in game three? You feel good about? Yeah, they feel good about anything right now.
He didn't ask you to talk, and your cat got your tongue. Heck, what
I know,
you got,
man,
boss?
And your girl videotaping you and everything, and you can't talk. I'm just asking you, man.
Well.
man. This is perfect, though, for the Astros. Their offense coming together the way it is. Luis Garcia. coming. It'd be interesting to see what Dusty does coming up with the lineup again. He has been pulling the right strings in center field. Does he go back with Jake Myers? And look, we saw this at the end of the game. He put Jake Myers in at center, took McCormick out. That's right. He took McCormick out and put Jake in for defense the last two innings in center field. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm not real sure what the plan is in center field. Playing, rotating those guys in and out. It, like I said before, I think it really hampers their ability to get in a rhythm. And I mean, we see, and that luckily it's worked out for Dusty. But in the long run, I hope it continues to work out for him, because the method of the madness doesn't make sense to me.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley, as we are out here live at the corner of Crawford and Congress. Come say what's up, say hello. We're having a great time as we're celebrating the Astros win 9-4 as they take a 2-0 lead as they head to Chicago. A travel day on Saturday. Sunday night in prime time on FS1, they will face Chicago. And it's going to be crazy, this blackout thing they're talking about.
Here's the key going to Chicago,
let me hear this.
Well, Carlos Rodon. We hadn't talked about Carlos Rodon yet.
Talk.
I mean, he's obviously on the shelf. He's coming off of an injury. I don't know what's going to end up happening with Carlos Rodon. But when it's all said and done, he is still available. If he's healthy, he's still available. And that could be a problem with the blackout on the road in Chicago.
Right. Tony La Russa has not announced who his starter is going to be there yet. Most people have thought it would be Dylan Cease would be the starter. But you know where they are right now. Their backs are against the wall. They got to win this game. And if Carlos Rendon, doggone it.
You did it again.
Damn it.
There's no N in that name.
I don't know. There is an N at the end. There's just not an N at the.
Yeah, in the middle, Chief.
Carlos Rodon.
There you go.
Man, I was rolling too, man. Carlos Rodon. If they can shut up, Jim. If they can pitch him, like they need him right now. But it'll be telling, because if he can't, like if he's throwing 91, that's the thing with this Astros offense and what they've shown in the first two games. Like, you can't just put him in there if you think, all right, man, Carl, if he's throwing 90, 91, he's going to get hurt.
The White Sox are in a spot where, I mean, they got to put their best arm out there. And if Carlos Rodon is available, that you got to think that's it. And so we'll see what happens. But there is a shutdown pitcher that's on the shelf for the White Sox that could surface in Game 3. We'll see what happens.
That's right. I'm going to hear you, man. It's a party out here. We're out here on the corner of Congress. And Crawford, come stop by as the Astros take a 2-0 lead, two-game lead. There you go, baby. And they look to close it out Sunday against the White Sox as they travel to Chicago. Coming up, Dusty, he got away with a few things today. We'll continue to celebrate, but talk about the things that maybe Dusty's got to look at. How should he be handling this bullpen? He made two decisions today that could have backfired if he weren't saved by that offense. All that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for Game 2 of the ALDS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, we are back at the corner of Congress and Crawford. We got so many people rolling through here. I mean, the emotion in this break has been has been going on, man. We've been talking to so many people, and we enjoy the love out here. Jim Mudd would be killing himself to be out here. He would be rallying so many people up. I could just feel it in my heart. But the Astros win 9-4. They're up 2-0 in a commanding 2-game lead in a 5-game series, Clint. That's right. It's over. My man right here said, somebody said, tell them it's 3-0. They're going to sweep them. People feeling real good about things, as you should. And the way the Astros, they played, they've dominated this series. They haven't really been close. Their offense has been better. People tried to say, I'm not kidding you, this lie. People tried to say that the White Sox lineup is going to be comparable to what the Astros can bring out. That is a bold-faced lie, and the Astros lineup is putting that out there and letting people know, like, hey, no way. There's only one number one offense in the league, and that's the Astros.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it, and they've been on full display for the last couple of days, man. They've put the Astros in a perfect place to end this series early and get a little bit of rest before the second series begins. I mean, so the lineup, we said from the jump, is something that these guys were going to have to ride throughout in order to put themselves in a good position during the playoffs, and they've done that. They're in a perfect spot right now.
Yeah, they are. As they've had a couple of things that are that we had some issues with, as we continue here on the corner of Crawford and Congress. The Astros, they've got some problems here. Dusty, I think, has pulled the strings in center field the best way possible, but a couple of issues here in the bullpen. One, early he went in and he goes to go get and he brings in who did he bring in? Oh, your guy, Yimi Garcia, who you finally quit on. He brings in Yimi Garcia in the fifth inning to try to shut things down. Right, they got a 2-1 lead at this time. And we'll get to him a little bit later on here because Framber Valdez completely struggled in this game. We'll get to him coming up. But he goes and brings him out, and he goes with Yimi. And that was a questionable call because Yimi has struggled, especially with runners in on base. He has not been able to shut things down. He went there, and that did not work out. Yimi gave up two runs. The White Sox took a 4-2 lead. He got bailed out by the batting champ in his offense. And then at the end of the game, I remember praising him in the eighth. We were on here, and I said, hey, I love what they're doing with Presley. I love what they're doing with Presley and saying, hey, we're going to put our closer in here. We're going to close this thing out. We're not going to play around. We got an off day. Then he took him out and put Graveman in the ninth, and Graveman struggled a bit there. Two moves that his offense bailed him out of, but two moves that you got to look at with Dusty and say, those are things that you kind of look at here in terms of moving forward in the playoffs.
I think the most beautiful thing about the conversation we're having is that there's the Astros lineup put them in position, right, to make those kind of decisions. And Graveman clearly has been, let's say, uncomfortable. Can we say that? It's not like the guy struggled. The guy's obviously done a good job.
It's
but
just
let's say
erratic,
let's
right?
say he's been uncomfortable, and maybe Dusty's thought is, okay, well, look, I got a lead. I got a lineup that's given me the luxury to flip Presley and Graveman and see how that works out, right? And so, I think the best time to do those things, obviously, is when you've got a 4, 5, or 6-run lead Don't wait until they bite you in the ass, right? I mean, actually get out there, try to get ahead of it, and when you got the opportunity, work on something a little bit different.
Yeah, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show Hughley live here at the corner of Crawford and Congress as the Astros win game two. They take a commanding two-game-to-none lead in this five-game series. The next one they win, they will move on to the ALCS. It's pretty hard to see with this offense what they've been able to do for the White Sox to beat them three games in a row, and that's what it's going to have to do. And Luis Garcia getting the ball in game three, the big things there. I don't know if you get this, and you've seen this with this offense. I'm just so amazed how dominant these guys can be. There is just not a breath anywhere. And I think you've talked about this at the beginning of the season. If the number 8 and 9 hitters are doing anything, I mean, you might as well wrap this thing up. It's over. And he's getting production out of the 8 spot no matter who he puts in, whether that's Jake Myers, that's right. Chaz McCormick. Hell, Surrey might be the guy next week when they play the Astros or play the White Sox in game three.
No, now you're going too far.
Okay, did you expect to see McCormick today after Jake Myers came in and did what he did in game one?
I'll say this. It didn't surprise me one bit that we saw McCormick today. Now, it would surprise me if he's got a three-man rotation in center field. I mean, Dusty's got one decision to make. It's one decision. Who's batting in the 8-hole? Who's playing center field?
Maybe he's having fun in it. If
we're going to take that spot in the lineup and we're going to have a three-man rotation so we can keep things interesting. Now, hey, look, it's a luxury that Dusty has. I guess good luck to you, but it doesn't have to be that difficult, right? I mean, if you want to have a two-man rotation, great. Let's not make this a three-man show. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I was joking earlier when I said Siri, and now you gonna run with it?
I'm not. I'm just telling you. So you're ready to predict what Dusty was gonna do?
I'll be shocked. If he puts Siri out in center field in Chicago in game three.
Okay, you'll be shocked. Okay, maybe
I'll be shocked.
I won't be. I'm just saying he went to the well today and said, "All right, who's my best defender in center field? Jake Myers. Okay, what did Jake Myers just do against a right-handed pitcher that's pitching today?
Right.
Another righty. Oh, he got two hits. Kicked off the game with the RBI." That's right, baby. He kicked it off. And what'd he do? Did he start him? Nah, man. Set him down. Set him down. And that's wild. That's wild. It's crazy. That's hell. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley out here.
So I'll always tell you about my man Lewis Flory, huh?
Oh, is he with us?
He was with us, man. He's with us. Hey, make sure this is working. He was with us. He's with us now. He was inside the Astros game today watching them rake and watching them take a 2-0 lead in the series. And I thought we'd just get a little inside feeling of what was going on inside the building.
It was a great game. Happy to be there. Sharing a suite with Mattress Mac, Michael Ooh. Berry, hanging out with some local boys there. And
come
then running
on, man.
To you over here. It was a great game. The Astros just brought it home like we knew they would, right?
That's right. That's right. Big time W, man. How was the atmosphere?
Yeah, that's what I
want to
know.
It was strong, and everybody were on their feet and rooting for the Astros. It would be what you would expect it to be. Very strong, everybody very intense, just wanting the game to come through.
Because see, Clint, we were hearing from people in Chicago who said they were hoping that maybe people would get in late. It was an early afternoon game, and it won't be a big atmosphere. Is that what it was?
We were there a half hour and waiting for them to come out, and everybody again was just strong energy, just rooting right along, and the Astros brought it home again like we just knew they would.
How about that? I know you've been around a long time supporting. I mean, how about? And I just asked you about the atmosphere. But one thing, when I came back and got to go to a game, and I don't remember if it was 17 or 18. I can't remember when exactly it was, but I came to a game at Minute Maid Park. I grew up going to Astro games in the Dome. And I went to the buzz in the stadium.
You've been coming to them much longer than I have.
Well, the good thing is you get the point, right? The buzz in the stadium, now in Minute Maid Park, obviously. I've been to a lot of sporting events in my time, football, basketball, baseball. The buzz in that building is second to none, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Second to none. It was just fantastic. I just can't even tell you how strong it was. It's exactly what you would expect it to be, just over the top, just humming, just going at it.
Yep.
It couldn't have been better. And I got to also say, I was not only there with a few other folks, But the best person I was there with was my lovely wife over here.
Yes.
Angela. I saw that.
If I hadn't threw that in there, I would be sleeping in the dog house tonight, brother.
Well, what do y'all got going on with Hurricane season, in the middle of hurricane season?
You know what? We kind of skated through this last hurricane. It wasn't too bad to us, but we're taking care of all of our customers and new customers coming in here. So anyone ever has an issue with the trees, tree care, we're all about taking care of our clients and keeping everything going the way we're supposed to be, where you guys expect us to do it, right?
That's right. That's Lewis Floor of Ability Tree Experts. Heck, man, give them a call, 281-441-4179. Doesn't have to be hurricane season now.
It can be any season. We took care of so many people during ice storm,
yes.
In February, and then we didn't drop the ball. We didn't no pun intended, and we didn't let anybody down during hurricane season. We were right on top of the ball and took care of business.
Well, perfect, man. Well, thanks for joining us, Lewis.
Clint,
we greatly appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, man.
You too, man. It sounded like it was rocking in there, and Lewis was in there, and he went ahead and let us know, man. There wasn't no late arriving, yawn fest. There wasn't no. Oh, we were comic. No, that thing was the real deal out there today. And we'll see what it is. There's going to be a heck of an atmosphere in Chicago. It's going to be pretty big, and this is it for them. They got to win this game.
Well, they're going to need it. They're going to need it, boss. At the end of the day, they're going to need it because being down 2-0 to the best team in baseball right now, the blackout.
Oh, you went ahead and said it, didn't you?
I mean, look, there you go, Astros in three. I mean, who's playing better baseball right now? I know it's early, but who's playing better? But who's swinging the bats like that? And who is as rested in the pen as the Astros are? Who has the ability to trot a young, sure, inexperienced Luis Garcia out there in game three? But he had a hell of a season. And I mean, look, if there is a team, they're neck and neck. They're not better.
They're certainly playing their game the best way possible. The way they want to win, the way they got to win, the Astros are doing that as well as anybody. We're out here live. Let me hear you out here, folks. We're out here live as the Astros win 9-4 today. They take a two-game lead in this series as they head to Chicago on Sunday. Coming up, we're going to continue with the party. We're out here live at the corner of Congress and Crawford. Come check us out. Hey, let's talk about Framber Valdez's performance and that man they got to pay. Carlos Correa, he came up with a huge hit. Jim Crane, you on the clock, baby.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for Game 2 of the ALDS. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, we're back at it here live on the corner of Crawford and Congress. Come say hello. As the Astros, we're celebrating here right with you. As the Astros win 9-4, they take a 2-0 lead as they travel to Chicago off day tomorrow and Sunday night prime time. They will look to close out the White Sox and move on to another American League Championship Series. And all the stars were out today. But we do have to get with the guy who had the ball first, Clint. Framber Valdez, his performance today, his line, he struggled a bit, man. He was in trouble all day long from the start. He loaded the bases in the first inning and was able to get out of it with giving up one run. But he went 4 1/3. He struck out six, one walk, hit a batter. But he was in trouble all day, allowed base runners throughout. They were still able to win the game despite his struggles in his start today.
Yeah, I mean, look, I keep talking about luxuries. When you got a lineup like the Astros have, Dusty has a lot of luxuries. You look at Framber Valdez, he has a lot of luxuries. The pitching staff has the luxury of slipping up and not having your best stuff in big moments. Why? Because the Astros can come out there and throw up 9-10 runs in a hurry. And so, it's obviously, something that you're fortunate as an Astro fan, you're fortunate that you got beyond a Framber Valdez, performance that wasn't as dominant as Lance McCullers, so to speak. So, I feel like we're crying over spilled milk at this point with those kind of concerns, right? I mean, they
in this game moving forward, though, you hope not. You'd hope to get better performances from him and Framber. You're going to need a little bit more,
sure,
as they move past. But as you said, the luxury is he can get picked up.
Yeah. Well, if the thing is if Yimi Garcia goes out there and he gets him out of the jam without giving up any runs, the way that who did it last night for yesterday for McCullers.
Maton
comes in, gets McCullers out of a jam.
Probably should have gone with before.
Sure, I mean, the bad thing is, I ain't never done a damn thing. But there's the thing is, Joe, is like, sure, if Yimi comes out there and gets him out of a jam, then we're talking a little bit differently about Framber. Obviously, I mean, that's the stats of the game. But he's got to be better. But it's a luxury that he has is you can sometimes win ball games. A lot of times when you got a lineup like this, you can win ball games when you don't have your best stuff.
No, it is, and that's big for them. I think the good thing, as we talk about Framber Valdez and his start today, is the thing that you do feel good about with Framber is he's got the type of stuff to where even if he's not, feeling good with his best stuff, he can still get outs and get people out. Like, he got six strikeouts today and big ones at big moments. So most guys, if they are having base runners throughout the entire game and struggling and bases loaded, it does result into them allowing two runs. Now, it ended up being a little bit more because of Yimi Garcia, but he was able to hold it down to less than, the four runs and still give his offense a chance to come back. You like that at least. In his time, it ain't a blow up. It ain't seven runs. It ain't eight runs, which is hard to come back even for this offense. His bad performance, when he doesn't have it, is 2-3-4 runs, I think that's a big key as well for the Astros.
Sure, yeah. I mean, anytime you can keep the runs to a minimum, obviously in this game, it's a big deal. So, it was a good win for the Astros, and they're headed to Chicago up 2-0 in a perfect position.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show Hughley out here live at the corner of Congress and Crawford as the Astros take a 2-0 lead, and I'm looking at our boy right here, boy. I'm looking at our guy, Mr. Pay-to Man, Mr. She Knows, Carlos Correa. There they are right there celebrating now. Hope that guy's looking at the road. He looked like he was over here cheering too. Celebrate. But Carlos Correa, Clint, as we said, he's going to show out. This is his time. He always takes it up a notch in critical moments. We've had Robert Flores come on and say, I'm not worried about Carlos, because when the moments are big is when he comes up. 5-4, they just taken the lead, and then he gives them breathing room in a major way with a two-run double. And look at the emotion. He's at second base, baby. He's got the helmet off. He's at the bench. He's going on. He is the swagger, the emotion of this team, and he did it every way that you like. You love. He goes oppo field. He goes right with the pitch and hits it in the gap and in power alleys and gets it down and gets a double, two outs. And it was beautiful, and it just continues to bring up the case. This guy's hitting .500 in the postseason thus far. Are you really going to sit here, Jim Crane, and say, nah, we can pass on this guy? That what you're going to do? Because that's going to be the thing. He keeps playing like this. It's going to make it harder and harder as fans are going to be like, hold on, we're not going to keep this dude.
Yeah, look, man, this is one of those things where when you look at Carlos Correa's hell-bent on making it tough for us as a fan base to really have a hard time stomaching when Jim Crane doesn't open that checkbook. But there's no other way to look at what we've watched. There was the curtain call, obviously, the thank you Houston T-shirt. It looks like he's on his way out, and all we can do is sit back and enjoy – this run that they make and see what happens. You hope that, Jim Crane can pull a rabbit out of his hat down the stretch. What I'm going to do is enjoy the hell out of these next couple of series and be thankful that Carlos Correa is in my lineup as we sit right now.
That's all you're doing, huh?
That's it, baby. That's it.
I just can't accept it. I just refuse to. I refuse to until it's over. Like I feel like what he's doing, Jim's just like, we got to do this. That's what I'm hoping. Because Jim said we may not have never done it before. We may not have gone more than 5 years. And Jim, at that press conference yesterday, he knew the years.
Right.
He knew the years of the longest contract he's given out. And I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, Jim, come on, let's get this done. Let's get this done, man. And I think he's got it. That's the part that's going to be hard for fans to deal with. He's got it. And if he continues this, whew, this ain't going to be the same as Springer and as Garrett Cole. And I see this on the text line. We won a championship with Garrett Cole. We were able to get to the postseason, to get to the ALCS without Garrett Cole. Man, all right, keep pushing that. Keep pushing that logic. Keep pushing that logic if you want to. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show Hughley here with you. Live here at Crawford and Congress. Come check us out. Come say what's up.
So during all the ruckus in the last 30 minutes over here, there was a young fella come up and told me that on the Chicago news, they said Rodon is scheduled to pitch game four more than likely, if there is a game four. So my point there.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense?
If he can go game four, why can't he? Why wouldn't he go game three? I mean, if I'm Tony La Russa.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm guessing 24 hours is different. I don't know, but the point is how big is game three, if in Chicago, with Luis Garcia on the bump, if you know that you're potentially staring Carlos Rodon down in game four. I mean, look, it's easy for you and me to sit here and go, yeah, well, he was 91, 92, and man, you know, he really didn't have his stuff at the end.
But we all know
what he's capable of doing. And game three is obviously huge, but how big is it for the Astros to go ahead and close this series out in Chicago on Sunday night, knowing that they've still got Carlos Rodon, a guy that's perfectly capable of locking them up at the plate, sitting on the shelf? When I heard that, I immediately said, well, that means game three is even bigger than we thought it was.
Now, it could be. That is the case, yeah. It's big. You want to shut it down anyway. You want to shut it down anyway, but that is even big. That's interesting, though. If that is what the talk is in Chicago, Clint, and as we're sitting here talking about, Clint just said, we got sourced from somebody who walked up here as we're on the corner of Congress and Crawford. Come say hello. Gave him a source. Said they're talking about in Chicago TV that Carlos Rodon could potentially pitch in game four. And my thing is, that'd be something. Your back's against the wall. If he can pitch in game four, he hasn't pitched since last Friday. In the regular season ended. If you don't win, you don't get to game four.
Well, let me look.
I'm going with him.
I don't know. Maybe game four, maybe Monday night is the earliest he could possibly go. It's one of those where it could be a hope and a prayer and a last hope if they do win three that he can go in four. I don't know how much truth is to it. I'm just telling you game three means more if you know Carlos Rodon could potentially be on the docket for game four.
I wonder about that, because you made this point of it, and you played sports at the highest level, so didn't cross over anywhere. He's obviously not, especially the last time we've seen him pitch, and to just see he didn't pitch game one or game two. He's obviously not right or himself.
Correct.
And they know it. But the last time these guys have seen him, he's dominated the hell out of them. Do you think that is still a mental game for some of the Astros hitters, even though he's not himself, and you know he's not himself, or he would have pitched in this game? If you have to see him again, do you still think that in your mind it's like, all right, it's the guy that I'm facing?
No, not with this lineup. Not with this lineup. I think you're on to something if you had a younger, immature lineup. This is a mature bunch of hitters that are extremely disciplined, that no moment is too big for them. I don't think a pitcher that's had success against them in the past is gonna concern them. That don't mean he can't lock them up at the plate now. I'm not saying that at all, but I don't think it would be in the heads of the hitters or the batters, if you will. I don't think that's a concern at all.
Yeah, some of the press stuff is coming out, Tony La Russa, the manager of the Chicago White Sox, said, I like the way we played today. Interesting.
Wow.
Sure you did until about midway through.
Yeah. That's the other part. This Chicago White Sox offense has been a really, really good offense. You got to give credit. I know they gave up four runs today, but if you look at the top two, the first two games of the series, five runs in these two games, giving up one run in game one, and they've done pretty well against this offense, except for Luis Robert. I tried to tell you all about Luis.
I knew he wasn't going to get out of here for you, Pat. You're going to tear your lat. You're going to tear your damn lat patting yourself on the back.
Come on, man. Fellas, I got to have that one. I mean, I got to have
what
that
do you
got
to have?
I mean,
what'd you say he was hitting coming into this series, this half of the season? What was he hitting?
Oh, 337.
That would have won the batting title if he would have played the full season. And you want to pat on the back because you said he's a good player for the White Sox
coming in? More than a good player.
Is that what you want?
I said he could be the next Juan Soto, and well, I came in, and none of y'all knew him. We had fans walking by. I love that hair now. We had fans walking by. Said they'll never know who the hell Luis Robert.
I didn't know who Luis Robert was.
No,
I'm not going to sit here and act. I'm not going to act like I didn't. But damn, you act like you pulled a 180 hitter out of your head, out of your tail end, and he went out there and been on base seven straight times or something.
You are so close. He is hitting over 800 in the series. He reached base seven straight times, and I can't have that.
No,
one.
You picked
what
it.
Did
hey,
you
nailed it, man.
You said in the break. You said, "What'd you say?" He ain't pissed a drop.
I said he ain't pissed a drop. You said, "Well, he's only been on base five straight times." I was like, "Oh, okay."
And then he got on two more times. No, we'll see what they do. But Luis Robert, the only one they haven't been able to shut down in this series. Tim Anderson, he's been the key, right? We talked about him early on, and he's gotten on base a couple of times. He scored a couple of runs, but never in big moments, and it's never early. Tim Anderson, it's never early. In the beginning of this, the first couple of days this week, we told you that Tim Anderson at the beginning of that lineup is their catalyst, is their guy, and to keep him off the bases. Now, he was on a little bit more today. He went 1-for-4 yesterday. And he got on a couple of more times, but he hasn't been scoring a boatload of runs, or he hasn't been scoring important runs. And more importantly, Clint, early in the game, they've not allowed him to go crazy and to ignite this group. So they've done a really good job on the head of the snake, so to speak, for the Chicago White Sox.
I tell you who else showed. Not I mean, I tell you who else they've done a good job of is Abreu.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if he was –
In big moments, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his numbers are, but I know that he's been up in big moments. He was up in big moments at least once, if not twice today, and they were able to get him out. Now, I don't know what followed, ensued, but I do know that they were able to send him back to the bench. And as you said, that's one of their – the meat of their lineup, one of their best hitters, if not their best hitter. So they've done a good job through some struggles today. They've done a good job to control – the guys that have the ability to move the needle for that lineup, right? I mean, that ultimately Anderson and Abreu are the two guys that can really, really move the needle for that White Sox lineup, and they've controlled them for the most part and kept them at bay. So that'll be important in Chicago to do the same thing, because obviously those guys' ability to swing momentum is going to be huge in that atmosphere in Chicago.
Yeah, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley. It is up to the three technique. /5 technique. Luis Garcia, who we've said could potentially be the rookie of the year, the American League. He gets the ball for the Astros in game three. Interesting to some decision. Jose Urquidy got a lot more experience. You've seen him in games. He's scheduled to pitch game four just in case it occurs, but he's going with Luis Garcia. Now, I think the situation is set up perfectly for him. The offense is rolling. They're up 2-0 in the series. If he loses it, he doesn't put them in a dicey situation if he doesn't have a good start. But where's your confidence level on Luis Garcia potentially, not even just saying he'll close it out, but putting together a performance that gives his team and his offense a chance to win the game?
It's pretty dang high. I mean, it's pretty dang high. We don't have any reason to believe that Luis Garcia is going to go up there and the wheels are going to come off. I mean, now it may happen, but we don't have any reason to believe that's the case. It's happened a couple of times throughout the season, no doubt about it. Hell, it's happened recently, no doubt about it. But it's happened to all of these guys, and it happens in the game of baseball. I'm confident that the moment's not going to be too big. I mean, this is a guy that fast-tracked his way to the big leagues. I mean, straight to the big leagues damn near and didn't blink an eye. And so you're talking about a guy that if he can do that and the stage isn't too big last year and this year, I don't know why this moment would be a problem for him to handle. Look, again, whether he goes out there and pitches a quality start or wins a big game, I don't know what he's going to do. But ultimately, I feel good about him being the Game 3 starter and what he'll do in Chicago.
Yeah, I think a key thing is, even though he is a rookie, he did get some work in last year's postseason. Now, there was no crowd there, but he did get some work in last year's postseason. So I think there is something that this isn't the first time he's been in a postseason game. Hell, he started, I believe, Game 7 in one of those series. So he's got some experience. The one of the things that gives me real confidence in him is we talked about how dominant Carlos Rodon has been.
There you go.
Rodon went 14 innings, 18 strikeouts, 3 walks in his 2 performances against the Astros, but he lost one of the games. And the reason why he lost one of the games is because he went up against Luis Garcia, who matched him.
Oh, yeah.
And beat him. Luis Garcia went 7 innings, no runs in the game, and was able to get the win over Carlos Rodon when he was dominant against that Astros offense. And that's why he didn't win a game, because the pitcher on the other side was throwing up zeros at a better rate than Rodon was. And that pitcher was the guy starting Game 3 in this series against the White Sox. So he's got special in him, and you never know when it's going to come about. And the great thing about it is he don't need it. He don't need to be special. Like
it'd be nice.
Hell yeah, it'd be nice, right? But what he needs is just keep him in the game. Like, can you give us five plus three runs? Hell, I can take 4.
Right.
Because this offense is relentless, and they keep coming, and they keep going, and they keep bringing it, and just keep them in the game. Can you not go out there and it's, oh, boy, this crowd, this atmosphere has gotten to him, and he's given up 6 runs in 2 innings, and he's had to come out, and now the Astros are down 6-0 or 6-1 after 2 innings. That's what he has to avoid, and I have pretty good confidence that he can do that, Clint.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously he's had some issues in the past. He's been dominant in the past. I feel pretty confident about the ice water in his veins, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Before we get out of here, show, I want to thank my man Leo here at A Way Out Bell Bonds on the corner of Congress and Crawford.
That's right.
As well as Mark Thering with Texas Axe Throwing. You can check them out online at texasaxe.com. Also, my guy Lewis Flory, Ability Tree Experts. If you got some big, beautiful, valuable trees on your property, give them a call, man. They'll take care of you, no question about it. Appreciate him for stopping through and giving us the pulse of what's going on inside Minute Maid Park after watching that game. What else you got, boss?
I got a lot. I want to follow Lewis's lead. I'd like to take this time to thank my wife, as well as Lewis did. Thank my wife. No, Jim Mudd, big time. Back in with all the work. Tyler, Matt, you guys were great. You guys had a little extra work to do today. Clint, pretty good job. The Astros, 2-game lead. They win 9-4 here in Houston. Win the first 2 games here at home. They go to Chicago Game 3. We'll be back Monday. If there is a Game 4, we'll be out celebrating and get you going for that. Clint Sterner, great job. Fans out here, good job. Hey, they going to win Sunday? Absolutely is what he said. That's right. He stopped himself. Wow. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Texas All Access coming up behind us. Thanks, Jim. You were great. I'm Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Me and Coors Light jump off in this pool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.